A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store or via the app. A Bosch.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men's Room podcast of myself, Adi Oladipo, the great Rory Jennings. Today, a different type of episode. We're talking about death and the afterlife. Can be a bit heavy, this subject, but we are going to try and make it a bit fun as well, a bit conversational. Obviously, Rory Jennings of his opinions, as will I. Rory, first of all, let's just get this straight on it. Do you believe in the afterlife?
No.
No?
No. Do you?
43% of Brits do.
Yeah, I think it's comforting. I think it's comforting, but as soon as you apply any sort of rationale, it's complete.
Any sort of science to it.
Yeah.
See, I believe it just because of my mum, I think. Obviously brought up as a Christian household, and you just believe in sort of life after death.
Yeah, oh, my mum.
I don't ever understand it. I can't put any logic to it, as you say, but my mum made me believe it. So because of that, your mum must be the same. Your mum's as religious.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, my mum 100% believes in heaven. My mum 100% commits to the ideals that come along with that. And when I'm around her, to be totally frank with you, so do I. Just out of politeness.
Yeah.
She would hate for me to say that I didn't believe or anything.
There's
like
no
that.
Heaven and hell to you?
To me, in front to of you. My mother, there no, is.
Yeah.
To
what
me.
What about to you, now that you have a daughter or a kid? Is there any conversation? Like the way you, your mum to you, are you anything to your daughter?
No, I don't have any kind of conversations about that, but don't forbid my mum from having those conversations. Like, I did actually see my daughter saying her prayers, and that really surprised me.
Yeah,
and that's only come from my mum. But I'm not gonna stop that.
No, not at all.
I'm not gonna stop that. I think that any sort of belief can be a very good thing. I encourage my mum to teach my daughter those values, and when my daughter gets to an age where she can make rational decisions, if she decides to go along with it, that's totally fine. And if she decides to not, that's also totally fine. I think opening the door for her to process her own feelings around religion is something that I'm entirely encouraging of. If she chooses to believe, that's fine. I just choose, and I will have that frank conversation with her when she is of age, I choose to not.
For me, growing up, obviously, my mum probably forced it on me at a young age, but I remember her kind of her rationale, or in my head thinking her rationale was, if I do good, there's a heaven. If I do bad, there's a hell. Which sounds strong now, thinking about that, especially as an 11, 12-year-old.
Keep you in line.
Keep me in line. That's what it was. And it did keep me in line. So it wasn't just a case of you're going to get a beating.
Did it?
Well, it's another episode, that one, isn't it? It wasn't a case you're going to get a beating when you go home. It's, look, good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I sort of...
I think the principle of a higher power, the principle of somebody watching, the principle of us being judged even when we think we're not, somebody else being there, I think that can be beneficial. And do you know what? I think a lot of people, the easiest thing to do in this conversation is to be really sneery about religion, and that isn't how I approach it at all.
No.
It isn't how I approach it at all. I think that a lot of people find great comfort and happiness in religion, and my mum is part of that. My mum finds faith comforting. She finds friendship in her church. You know, she goes to a church on the St. John's Wood roundabout. I got married in a church. Do you know what I am actually, Ad? When I think about it, I'm institutionally religious. I institutionally believe, but it doesn't affect my day-to-day life. So, for example, when I got married, I would never get married in a registry office. Obviously, I get married in a church, and I want everyone to sing Abide With Me. You know, you sing I Vow To Thee My Country when I get married. And when I'm brown bread, I want the same. When I'm brown bread, I want you in a church. I want you wearing a suit. I want you crying. And I want you singing hymns.
Why if you don't believe?
Because I'm institutionally religious.
Mm. Yeah, but I understand that from, especially, look, we'll have the conversation about what you want when you're dead, but that's going to happen in, fingers crossed, you get another good 60, 70 years out of you. I'd like to think we're doing this for a
We're sitting here doing this with dementia. Yeah. If we're not already. Yeah.
But by then, surely, that's phased out, right? Your mum's doesn't have that impact on you.
No, but I want that. Oh, okay. I want that. I'm institutionalized enough to believe that that's the rite of passage. Mm. So my daughter is christened.
This is wild.
I went to a wedding that was not religious.
Yeah.
It wasn't even in a registry office. It was like as far the other way as you could possibly go. It was, we are not having any kind of higher power. There's nothing here. Mm. I don't really like it. I want hymns. I like the ceremony of a church and I respect the ceremony. You know when you hear the organ go?
Love it.
Love it.
I love it. Honestly.
And I respect all religion. Like I have a respect for it and I don't really enjoy. In fact, I find it very offensive when people are aggressively anti any religion. There is a respect that has to come with it and I will always pledge that respect.
You know, it's weird. With me in the afterlife, it's almost a comforting thing. I think you said that word as well. Like my dad passing away, I've had a few good friends that have passed away. And it's almost, I tried to comfort myself by thinking there's an afterlife and I'm going to see you there when I get there.
It's a lovely thought. It's a lovely, happy thought.
Again, who knows, right? No one knows if it's true or not, but that's how I've sort of made myself feel okay about their deaths.
But the ideals of that are beautiful. Yeah. Like the ideals that perhaps when you end up dead, that you go through the pearly gates, you have your conversation with St. Gabriel, you get admitted.
I never know if you're joking or serious.
No, but that's
I know that's how it is, but the way you said it, the pearly gates.
You get to the pearly gates, you have the conversation, and then if you make it,
Are you doing Ricky Gervais right now?
No, not at all, mate. Okay. No, not at all. Like that's I know quite a lot about religion because of my mum.
Yeah.
I believe I've got that right. That's the journey. Yeah. And then when you go through the pearly gates, if you're lucky enough to, the thought of your father waiting there at a bar with a pint of Guinness to welcome you in and you live for eternity together, I think that's a wonderful dream.
Yeah.
And maybe, from my perspective, my granddad's at the bar and my cat, Samson, who I adored, is there and we can rekindle our friendship from when I was 12. And maybe Stanford, my hamster, named after Stanford Bridge, is there and we can rekindle our love. And my great-grandmother, who was actually very instrumental in bringing me up, my grandmother's mother, you know, I lived with her for a time. She was incredibly old in the flat. Mm. It's an amazingly happy, comforting thought, and it gives so much. It makes what happens today so irrelevant because it doesn't matter what we do today. Like going to work, everything is incidental because there is this other place that is so much bigger, so much longer, so much more relevant, and so much more happy than grafting and jumping on the tube and going to work. Or if you're a bricklayer in Inverness, the afterlife is so much better than that. But I think that's what people, in my opinion, and it is one poxy opinion. Mm. It's just my thought on this.
Go on.
You have to suspend all rationality. You have to suspend all logic. You have to suspend all critical thinking for that to honestly be how you see society going.
And look, we live quite well, right? Yeah. Compared to the majority of the population around the world, we actually live
very lucky people.
And I feel like it's more the case of people having that thought in poorer worlds, in poorer economies. Like when I go back to Nigeria and you go to like the villages of people really struggling, like, you know, don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They have that and that's what keeps them going. That thought of it's going to be okay because once we get to heaven, like this is nothing where we are right now because God's got a bigger plan for us. And once we get to heaven, it's fine. And it kind of leads on to my next question, because those people, because of that thought, because they're struggling, they don't necessarily fear death.
Yeah.
They don't fear death because they feel, even when we die, not that they're going to, you know, even think of committing suicide, but when they die, they're going to a place which has everything they've ever prayed for.
Yeah.
So they don't fear death. Do you fear death?
I don't fear it in as much as it's not really on my mind. But yeah, I suppose I have an innate worry about that. I have an innate worry about not seeing the people I adore again. I have an innate fear about them. I'm sure they'd be fine, right? But in my opinion, I worry that they wouldn't be. Without, I'm sure they will be. Yeah, yeah. But you know, like, if something were to, terrible were to happen, I'm leaving. Firstly, it would be my presence and therefore my love not being around for my daughter and my wife and my mum and my grandmother. But then secondly, it would be, I feel like I'm quite important in terms of I earn the money. Mm. I am the protector. I like, are they okay without that? Well, I have no siblings. Mm. It's me. So I kind of fear it for practical reasons. Are you bothered by death?
Not as much as you, but it must be because of if I try to subtract everything you said as the reason you fear death. So I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I am not an only sibling. So I almost feel like
my sister, it's
completely different, isn't it? Whereas my mum, although my dad's not alive, my mum will be taken care of because I've got five brothers and sisters.
Who presumably some have children as
well. Some have children of their own. Yeah. So I feel like everyone's going to be okay. Mm. They'll miss me, but I feel everyone's going to be okay. So I certainly don't fear it like I...
Yeah, I feel like it. I fear it practically.
Yeah, okay.
I fear the practicalities of, firstly, my love and my devotion not being around for my kid. I choose to believe that she will be a happier, better person because of my presence in her life. Mm. So I worry about it for that reason. But then there is a practical side of things, which isn't about emotion. It's about who pays our school fees if I dead.
Yeah.
It's that.
Of course. And that makes a lot of sense. I've definitely thought more about death recently
in the last couple of years. We're old.
It's funny because obviously, you know, like health.
Yeah.
Like I've known people around my age that are dropping down. Yeah. Heart attacks. Yeah, and I'm like, what? So obviously, look, we both go gym and I guess in my head, in my back of my mind, I'm in the gym trying to stay fit just to like to keep up, if you like. But obviously with COVID and the amount of people that die because of that, just life in general, I feel like I hear about death more than ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I feel like in my head, in my back of my head, I'm always thinking about it. Do you have like life insurance and stuff?
Yeah.
You've got that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. I do because I got a mortgage and it was a practical decision.
So you had to do it.
Had to do it. It was a practical decision because I thought...
So you wouldn't have done it if it wasn't
No, I didn't have it until me and Victoria bought the house.
Okay.
But no, I know what you mean in terms of death being more around us now than ever.
Yeah.
And I imagine that is the trajectory of life. I imagine that when you get to, you know, we're both approximately 40. Mm. When you get to that age, that is when you start losing people that you know. If you're 40, your parents,
that's it. That's that age suddenly when you start to think they're going to pass
and
away.
Sometimes it becomes less rare for it to be a friend. Mm. Touch wood, thank God. I haven't really. I'm actually going to do that. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to just do it.
How superstitious is this, by the way?
That's ridiculous. No, don't believe in religion. I suspend all logic. Yeah, life I need to touch death, wood. Has anyone got any wood immediately, please?
Yeah. It's like looking for wood. No, I'm
very.
That's marble.
I am very superstitious like that. I'm very bad for that. Mm. Like, you know if like Victoria buys. So recently, she bought me a new pair of football boots. She put it on the table.
What?
It's like, what the hell are you doing? Get the shoes off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, I think death is about. I'm aware of that. We're of an age. Like my grandmother, thank God, is still alive.
Wow.
But I try not to think about it. But of course, I think about it.
How old is she?
She's 79. She's 80 next year.
Still got a good few.
Yeah, mate. And she's solid. You know, she's doing really well. She's got her ways, but she's brilliant. But I agree with you. I'm aware, and also. It seems to just be more present in society. Like sports stars.
Dropping down.
Like Shane Warne is dead.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm. What do you mean? Like Shane Warne is, firstly, he's immortal.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's an athlete who changed the face of cricket.
It's weird. You say Shane Warne and immediately Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant is dead. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And again, that's what I'm trying to say. When people like that pass away, and obviously that was a horrific accident, you think, wow.
Yeah.
Like, death is around us.
Death is around,
I've started to think about death a whole lot more now.
Yeah. And I think that we begrudgingly and sadly have to do that, though, when you get to the age that we're at. But in terms of it, it isn't there, though, in my mind. I'm not scared as such. I'm not preoccupied by it. It's not something I worry about. But I suppose in an innate, low-level way, my entire life is built around postponing death. Like I eat well, I eat well, I go to the gym.
Yeah, we're trying.
I try not to drink too much. I don't take drugs. I all of those things.
Oh, to try like, and if, get an if extension of a couple of years.
I'd probably take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it's bad for you and you might die and you lose your teeth. So I'm not going to go near
How crazy is that? Because I've started now thinking, could I do a vegan lifestyle?
I don't want to.
Eventually, I'll be eating ice cubes, innit? Like, everything else is so bad. Can you just eat ice cubes? Remember that film, the Sylvester Stallone film with Wesley Snipes? What is it called again? Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, yeah.
Where he kind of freezes himself.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider anything like that? If someone said, freeze your body, no. because in 50 years' time, there's going to be technology that could somehow revive your body.
No, not at all.
Wouldn't do it.
Not at all. No interest. Absolutely no interest. I think I've been so fortunate, and I hope I have a lot of time to come.
Oh, we've got
I've been
a lot
so
of time.
Fortunate with my, like, even if...
No.
Well,
if you're doing it, touch
but
it.
But things have been good.
It. Yeah.
Things have been good, and I'm very, very lucky. So no, I wouldn't feel the urge to live in the future or preserve some sort of long-lasting life beyond what is the natural realms of
How would you... I think you touched on it earlier, and we kind of skipped over it a bit, but how would you... This is awful to even talk about this. How would you want to go if you are going to go?
You've got to go in your sleep, haven't you? You've got to go to bed one night, kiss
and
the
not wake up.
There is one other way.
What?
There is one other way.
This is going to be wild, isn't it?
Do you know?
I'm laughing because I know you. When you've got that eye look, that look you're doing.
There is one other sort of death fantasy that I have.
Yeah, but death.
Do you know where I feel very happy?
Go
and
on.
And particularly as you get older, do you have a place? Do you have one particular place in your life which isn't emotional? So it's not sort of putting my kid to bed or whatever. There's one place where I am truly happy. The very definition of the term happy.
This is interesting.
And I have it. And it's the only place where I don't think about anything other than the act of what I'm doing. And the act of what I'm doing is happiness, not sex.
Mine's one other the gym.
Right, so mine's a football pitch.
Okay.
So, and I intend to play football forever. Like, I play in this amazing game, right? Yeah. It's an actors' football game that I've played in for decades now. And there's always been one very old player. He was old when I first started playing. He's even older now, and he's still playing. Like, he edited Monty Python. Do you know what I mean?
He's old.
He, in a sort of weird, like, he's a very odd man, but in a very weird way, he's kind of inspirational. Like, he's got to be 75.
And he's still kicking around.
Still turns up, still plays at the back. No one really tackles him. No, but he's there every week.
Yeah.
He's filth himself. He'll tackle you, but no one really.
Yeah.
If I were to go running around Finsbury Leisure Centre, just off Old Street, playing football on a Friday morning in a game that I've played in since I was 21, when I'm 90, there would be something quite romantic about that.
Yeah.
Playing football. Football has been so good to me.
Interesting you said it, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like,
it's done everything for you.
Being a football fan is the reason that I know you.
Yeah.
And it's done other something. It's also done some good things for me. It's also done some good things.
Here we go. It's too late. You can't take it back. I like the way you've done
that. But that potentially would look. The best way is to go to sleep.
Kiss
the people you love goodnight, go to sleep and never wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way, right?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Tool Station Club. So make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
I watch some weird things on Instagram. Not those things. Oh God. Before you start.
What's your death fantasy?
No. I've got the opposite of it.
Okay.
I've got the opposite. I watch like nature's ugly kills.
Oh God.
Which is animals attacking animals.
Right.
And I've been obsessed with it. Just watch. I watch it on my phone. Like, my God, this is mad. Like bears just ripping across. Like literally crazy stuff. And that's my fear. So I'm going the opposite. My fear would be to be out in the jungle, and because they won't kill you instantly, it will take about a minute. So that's my scary fear.
Is that your worst of all the ways?
Oh
to
no,
die?
The worst is Jaws, a shark.
A shark.
Yeah, that's why
you don't
black
swim.
People rarely swim. No, what? Not just me.
Can't say that. Black people.
I'm telling
swim.
You now. I've got the stats. It was like 90%. I've done a podcast with one of the Britain's only black swimmers,
Eric the Eel.
No,
do you remember him?
And we don't swim. And I think a lot of us don't swim because of that movie.
Because of Jaws.
I'm telling you now, mate. I watch it now and it still frightens me.
You've got in a swimming pool?
Yeah, just about.
What are you?
But I've got to feel my feet touch the ground.
Oh,
so that would probably be number one.
So can you honestly not swim?
I think I could if something's chasing me. You know, like if you're running from someone, you could probably break the world record.
Faster, yeah.
You just go faster, don't you? Yeah. I think if something's chasing me in the swimming pool.
So if I put you in a swimming pool in the deep end, you're not going to die. You could potentially die.
I would hopefully have someone there watching just in case.
Really?
Yeah, does that take my man thing down?
It's slightly weird that you can't swim in your 40s. Yeah, because also you might now, I don't know how many people learn to swim post 40, which makes me think that maybe you're never going to swim.
Yeah, and
like, you might just live your life.
But the thing is, I go to these holidays.
My dad can't drive. He's not going to learn to drive now though, is he? He's like 60.
In terms of my death fantasy, just to get rid of the swimming stuff, it would definitely have to be having sex.
What, you'd like to go having sex?
I'd like to go.
Really traumatic for whoever you're having sex with, though. Do you want to do that to her? Mate, she's killed you, effectively.
Well, if I'm like 85...
Killed you with kindness.
If I'm 85 and she's 20, I think she probably understands what might happen.
I think she'd be heartbroken. I mean, not necessarily because she would love you, but traumatic experience, no?
Maybe
you're probably
going to
be questioned
for
murder.
I'm not there anymore. I'm not there.
You're going to have to give police statement. No, you can't do that.
You probably have to give some sort of written thing that this could happen during this. But I think that would probably be...
I'm not sure that's... Is that it, really?
Most probably, I think about it, yeah. I
mean, and your
don't
worst...
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I like what you said in terms of going into sleep. Everyone kisses you goodbye. It's nice. Yeah. It's movie style.
Football would be...
I want to go out like a rock and roller.
Yeah, there is something quite
rock and roller. There is something about it, isn't it? Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But in terms of the worst would be...
In a swimming pool and seeing something big coming towards me and not knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah. That is
that's the worst. I've enjoyed this one. I've enjoyed this. I think it is interesting, the death and the afterlife. Just because it's something that, as much as scientifically you're right, the afterlife probably doesn't exist. There will be a million people, billions of people, in fact, in the world that tell you it does.
Yeah,
and are convinced that it does as well.
Yeah. Overall, cards on the table.
Go on.
Do you believe in heaven? Do you believe that you are going elsewhere?
I do.
Do you really?
I do. Is this, my dad was a pastor. Yeah. My mum is literally, my mum's got me... I tell my mum I'm struggling right now with work. She'll send me a Bible passage.
Yeah.
And I believe, funny thing is though, I laugh at that. Once I read that Bible passage, I've told you, isn't it, before?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I feel like we're good to go now.
Well,
I'm sold. I'm good to go.
My mum will always say, you know, if I say something's going on or whatever, my mum will always go, I'll pray for them. Like it's her thing.
Yeah.
And do you know what I think could happen? I think that, without going too morbid, I think that when she dies, I will keep that tradition going.
That's nice.
I think I will adopt more of a religious outlook because it will be my link to my mum.
And I always say, it's funny, this is so random. After a long day, so like we've had, you know those days that we have where we start from like 7 and finish at 10 p.m., 7 in the morning till 10 p.m. As soon as I have a shower, go home, I jump on the bed and I say, oh, thank you, God.
Yeah.
This is one of those things.
Institutionally so religious. Institutionally religious. Mate, that's it. And yeah. I think I'm certainly that.
Yeah.
As I say. When I go.
When you are brown bread.
When I'm brown bread.
Yeah. Tell me so I know what to do. What do I do?
Oh, mate, I want it as religious as... Okay, yeah, I want to be carried down the aisle.
Yeah.
I want Abide With Me to play. Homage to the FA Cup final, innit? I've always loved the cup. You can sing I Vow to Thee, My Country. I want all the hymns. Yeah. Lord of the Dance, which is Chelsea linked. And yeah,
I'll
I don't
do
want tears, mate.
Just as long as you, for me, can find two of the best...
Also, make sure people dress properly.
100%.
Make sure people dress properly.
No one's wearing a hat or trainers.
No, they're barred from coming.
Yeah, 100%.
I want suits and I want... I also, you know all this new thing where you can kind of wear any colour suit?
No. It's got to be proper.
I want a black tie on.
It's got to be black. Yeah, yeah. I think we deserve it.
We deserve it.
But it's not going to happen anyway for about 100 years because me and Rory are here to stay. And by the way, I might think about the Frozen stuff.
You do that. You like the idea of being alive in the year 3000?
I would want to see what happens.
Find out if they do actually live underwater, as Busted said.
Rory, by the way, you don't know this, guys, is the king of music references. So you might notice I'm doing a Men's Room podcast. Look, thank you so much for tuning in for this one. Leave your comments below. Do you believe in the afterlife? I feel like we're going to have a 50-50 split here. Make sure you subscribe as well. Give it a thumbs up. It all helps. And thank you for listening and watching to another episode of the Men's Room podcast.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes such as TVs, gaming consoles and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.